A new study says children and teens in America are not drinking enough fluids, and that is leaving them mildly dehydrated. The researchers say hydration is important not just for physical performance, but also for short-term memory, fatigue, and mood. NPR's Richard Harris has more.
Scientists at Harvard have been exploring ways to get more water to school children in order to give them a healthier option than drinking sugary beverages, which increase the risk of diabetes and obesity.
We were also noticing, you know, kids weren't really drinking that much fluid, and we kind of thought, I wonder if this is actually a problem.
So postdoctoral researcher Erica Kenny and her colleagues dug into a national health survey that gathers an amazing amount of information from volunteers, including chemical tests of their urine. People who don't drink enough fluids have saltier urine. And the researchers now report in the American Journal of Public Health that more than half of these American kids aged 6 to 19 were at least a bit dehydrated.
This doesn't mean that we're saying that kids are dropping like flies or that they're very seriously dehydrated and need to go to the hospital or anything like that. But a lot of kids are going through their day in this state of mild dehydration, and that could be potentially affecting how well they're feeling during the day.
And one statistic that really stood out for me was a large percentage of kids apparently never drink water.
I know, right? Like about a quarter actually are never drinking any water. And yeah, it was astounding actually to me. And even among the kids who were drinking water, they weren't drinking very much of it either.
The Institute of Medicine says children and teenagers should consume 2 to 3 quarts of water a day, depending upon age and sex. Adolescent boys need more than girls.
And that's total water. So that can be from any beverages, any water that's in your foods like soups and, you know, juicy fruits and vegetables, things like that.
And while kids fall short, dehydration is an easy problem to fix. Just get them to drink more water throughout the day. But Kenny says it's not quite as simple as it seems.
In some, especially urban public school districts in the country, a lot of schools have kind of struggled with providing tap water to kids because of concerns about older plumbing infrastructure and concerns about lead.
Kenny says some schools are figuring out ways to make water more accessible and more appealing in the cafeteria. Those mealtime programs are designed to give kids an alternative to sugary drinks, but it turns out they can help on the dehydration front as well. Richard Harris, NPR News.